Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I'm coming to you remote in Salt Lake City, of all places. For those of you that have been a friend of the show and been following us for years, you know I once a year, I've got my annual guy ski trip, which took everything that I had to push this to the week, not on the NFC Championship like it was last year and all the previous years. So from Salt Lake City, which I'm excited, got a weekend of skiing with some really old coaching friends, which I'm super excited about. But just touched down, just got landed and wanted to talk 49ers. It's been too long. Goodness, really appreciate all you guys coming out. And the whole purpose of this episode today, a little bit different blueprint. You know, I want to look at the 49ers advantages, disadvantages, pros and cons, issues, you know, whatever. And the same thing for the Chiefs. And just not necessarily like a film-based approach. We're going to have a full week to do that. But I want to bring something just a little bit unique to the table, right? I don't want to do the same shows that everybody else is doing. That's awesome. I love those shows. There's nothing wrong with those shows. But always trying to bring something just kind of fresh and new. So I want to say thank you, everybody, for showing up. Love all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the absolute best. I freaking love it. One of my favorite things to do is just go through this chat after shows because whenever I'm live, I don't get them all, and you guys are awesome. Anyway, want to say really appreciate all the kind words, all the stuff going out there. You guys are the absolute best. So let's start with last not last year, the last matchup, the last Super Bowl matchup between the 49ers and the Chiefs, right? So let's go back 5 years ago. These are not the same teams. Now, the figureheads might be the same, especially for the Chiefs. Like, if you look at the Chiefs and you haven't been watching them, you're thinking Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, that's who they were, that's who they are now. And with those mentioned people, you're correct, but completely different teams. You just look at the starting squad of that 49ers, of that Chiefs team. These are the guys that are gone now. Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins. And I was like, oh, I'm not even going to list Sammy Watkins. But then I went back and looked at the box score in the Super Bowl. He almost had 100 yards receiving against us. You know, he had that huge deep ball where he beat Sherman. Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu, Anthony Hutchins, Charvarius Ward was their starter. He's with us now. Terrell Suggs, Eric Fisher, Mitchell Schwartz, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. Like, the entire backbone of that team offense defense has changed. It's not the same. Now, the flip side of that, the 49ers are a different team too. Obviously, you know, I think we have nine total players that were around for that Super Bowl run. A lot of them are still starters, but that's about it. The 49ers have gotten considerably better. You look at, you know, again, there was no CMC. There was no Trent Williams, no Brandon Ayuk, no Brock Purdy. I probably should have started with him. Javon Hargrave, Charvarius Ward, you know, was on their side. Now he's on ours. Tayshawn Gibson, Diamador Lenore, Jake Moody. I'm joking. I should have said that. I just try to slip it in there a little bit. But these teams are drastically different. Their main thing, which is Patrick Mahomes, you could argue the greatest start to a quarterback's, you know, start of their career in the history of the NFL. He's got it. I mean, that dude, he's the best to ever do it so far in such a short sample size. He's unbelievable. So I'm not trying to discount that. That's not the goal of this at all. But everything else around them has changed. And they had that piece against the 49ers the last time we played. We didn't have our pieces. And, you know, I just talked about all the pieces that the Chiefs subtracted. They really haven't added a whole bunch of nice pieces since then. Legarius Sneed, he's there. Isaiah Pacheco, Rashee Rice, kind of, but he's nowhere near, you know, Sammy Watkins or what, you know, Tariq Hill were doing. So there's some pieces there for sure. You know, Shanahan was asked earlier this week, right after the win against the Lions, what it's like to go back and rematch against the Chiefs.
I haven't had a lot of time to think about that. You know, I didn't watch any of their game. Wasn't sure who won it until someone told me right before we went out. But it's, I mean, they're a hell of a team. They got a hell of a coach, hell of a quarterback, hell of a defense. Haven't gotten to see him much this year just because we haven't had a lot of crossover tape, but we already have a pretty good idea how it's going to look. I mean, they've been doing it for a while, and since we met them in 19, it seems like they've been there every year since, and we've been trying really hard to get back to that moment. We've been close a number of times, and this time we got it done, and we're going to spend these 2 weeks to prepare and make sure it's a hell of a game.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of the thing that you take away, right? Like, look, you got there. And it doesn't matter who you played. Everybody's, you know, I get asked a lot of times, like, oh, what do you think about this AFC team and this AFC team? And I'm just like, you know what? I don't think about them. I don't. Because they're not a part of us. They're not in our conference. Even if you talk about the top five AFC teams, you're only going to play one. You focus on the NFC. You focus on your division, the NFC West, which you dominated. You focus on the NFC top caliber teams, which you dominated. The 49ers actually swept every single team in the NFC playoffs, which hasn't been done since Joe Montana. Now he did it with the Chiefs, but that's just the way that it goes. That's the way that it is. So you've got it. Like, the 49ers have something that is awesome, but so do the Chiefs. And you've got two of the best teams. So as we go through this, let's just jump right into this. Let's talk about the biggest issues for the 49ers. I don't like negative. You guys know me. I'm not a negative guy, but we're going to cover some of those. Now, I do have to update. You know, we're doing all the Super Bowl parties, which I'm super pumped about. We had a huge change. You know, dealing with these celebrity players are amazing initially. You know, Vernon Davis he's not going to be a part of our party now. He's got some other things going on. So happy for him. So we were able to go out and get the legend Frank Gore. So on Saturday, the day before the game, from 2 to 8 p.m. out at Chickies and Pete's in the Sahara, We're going to have Frank Gore and Navarro Bowman come out for a meet and greet, autograph session, all that stuff. Tickets are up right now, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Then we have our Super Bowl watch party during the game. If you can't afford the tickets because they're just crazy, and they are crazy, go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Family friendly. Now, it is family friendly, but to rent out an entire venue, not once, but twice on the Vegas Strip Super Bowl weekend, not cheap. We have to pay for every single person that comes through the door. So kids are welcome to all of our events. Kids get in free for the night before party with Frank Gore and Navarro Bowman. However, for the watch party, we have to pay per person that walks into the door. I did everything I could just to try to get kids to be allowed in the venue or under 18. And I'm very, very happy about that. But they still do have to pay the full price, and I hate that. But we have table options up on there if you want to sit inside, outside. TVs everywhere. We've got mechanical pool in the place, man. If you haven't been there, we're going to be at Caillou over in the Link. It's going to be – it's such an awesome venue. Now, if you want to take your chance and win tickets to Vegas, to the Super Bowl itself, we are raffling off two tickets. Not one, but two. It's only $100 per entry. You buy as many as you want. And again, you know, if you're looking at that and you want to give that a shot, the link is in the description of this video, audio, wherever you're watching or consuming this content. And again, if you win and you want a chance to make some money, you can resell them, whatever you want to do with the tickets, it's up to you. But that option is out there. We're going to be giving those away, announcing the winner of that next Thursday. So 1 week from today, plenty of time to set up travel arrangements and all that stuff. So that's what we got there. Now, let's get to the biggest issues for the 49ers. The run defense is paramount for me. The 49ers have built this entire team on stopping the run to earn the right to rush the passer. That hasn't really been the case the past 2 weeks. If you want to go back to the Rams game, which doesn't really count, whatever. You can go all the way back to the Ravens Christmas game. That's fine too. It's been an issue. Why? Defensive ends, safety play. It's just, it's rough, and it's got to be fixed. That's just all that there is. You know, I'm not trying to, like, it's an issue. And so this isn't necessarily going to be the podcast where I'm going to tell you all the solutions. I want to lay it all out there, and we're going to be doing film work to be breaking everything down next week. And right here, JP, man, he stole my idea. He's the freaking man. JP says, how can we not get torched by Mahomes and Kelsey? A breakdown of that, how we should cover them, bracket coverage, double team, all that stuff. Yeah, that's in the works. We're going to be breaking that down. That's going to be up on the 49ersrush.com, all that stuff. That's where that will be, and I love it. And, you know, speaking on the run game, this is something I've gotten a lot. Shout out to Mike Garcia. Do you think we see Armstead on the edge? Well, we're not solid at DT either. Now, Javon Kinlaw has been the best defensive tackle for the past month. He's incredible. So I do want him to get more snaps. He only got 22 last week. That needs to jump up. But we've also seen when Javon Kinlaw gets 40-plus snaps, he's not effective. So, you know, whenever you move one position, you sacrifice the effectiveness of another position. That's rough. I wouldn't mind some snaps for Armstead on the edge, but not very many. I'm probably in the minority of this.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I think you stay with what got you there. And Chase Young had some issues. He also had some great plays. And Chase Young is also, I think he's like second or third for most solo run stops in the playoffs so far. Like, it's not like it's all bad with Chase. And we saw the same thing happen last year when everybody was talking Javon Kinlaw against the Eagles. And yeah, he had some really poor reps where he just got dominated. But those are the only reps you see. I tried to put out all the reps that he had good in that game, which were several. I'm not saying he had a good game, but he did have several good reps, way over 10 positive reps. Nobody talks about those. And so this is the culture and climate of social media today where, man, oh, you had one bad play. You were terrible. And it's just like, man, like, for example, you go back to the 49ers-Eagles game where we blew them out, right, in Philly. Lane Johnson got one play where, and I think it was a holding, it should have been a holding call, where he put Bosa on the ground. And everybody's like, oh, Lane Johnson dominated him. But you go watch that film, they ruined the Eagles' season, in part because of what Nick Bosa did that game to Jalen Hurts and pressure and against Lane Johnson, who's incredible. And so, like, you know what I mean? Like, I get the over-sensitization that takes place. That's not a word. Of what happens, and I love Armstead, and I'm not the biggest Chase Young guy. I would not try to bring him back personally for what he's going to cost. But at the same time, I think we've gone too far. The hype started too high on Chase Young. You remember right after the trade, after one game, people were on here saying, we got to keep Chase Young, trade Brandon Ayuk. Not that the two are mutually exclusive to each other, but the fans were treating it that way. Now we're here saying, oh, get him out. I don't think that he should be playing as much as he is playing, but man, let's just be honest. Like, I think we just stick with what has worked, and we've got a lot more positive tape with this personnel. I don't think anybody understood how important, you know, Cleveland Farrell was. That dude was awesome. And, you know, he wasn't flashy, but it was lunch pail type work. Chase Young's not lunch pail type guy. He's flash guy. And you know what else is funny? The best rep that Chase Young had all game was against Penei Sewell, who dominated everybody. Penei Sewell was dominating Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, everybody. His very first snap against Chase Young just dominated him. Like, he is a blue chipper of the bluest chips, right? But just not a lunch pail guy. He's not an effort guy. He's not a hustle guy. He's not going to be that. Hopefully we can get a little bit more a little bit more consistency, perhaps, out there. And this was one of my issues that I did want to talk about. Thank you, Evan. This was a little bit further down on my list. Ambry Thomas getting benched. He had the ankle issue. He's limited now. Logan Ryan came in for him, which was a shock to almost everybody. He went to the nickel spot instead of Isaiah Oliver. But here's my issue. So the 49ers, their base concept when we're in our 4-3, is Oren Burks is out there. When we go nickel, number 20, Ambry Thomas comes out. Let me just say this as clear as I can. I'm an Oren Burks guy. I love him. He was terrible versus the Lions. God awful. And so it was kind of a pick your poison last week, because if we're in base, our number three linebacker is getting torched. And also, you know, again, we put this out on the 49ersrush.com if you want to go check it. Every single offensive play defensive play, special teams, broken down for the last 3 years. It's all up there as soon as you sign up. Free trial, by the way. So if you want to binge watch some film, there's no 49ers week film game this weekend. Look, go sign up. 7-day free trial. Doesn't cost you a penny. Watch as much of the breakdowns as you can. Then you can cancel. Doesn't cost you anything. If you like it, stick around, support the show. We would really appreciate it. But, like, every time 48 went into the game, Oren Burks, you'd see the can-can call. Jared Goff would audible, and they would throw or run right at 48. He was a target for him. Ben Johnson went straight at Oren Burks, and it worked consistently. Oren Burks had a pretty good year, but he's coming back from an injury and hasn't been the same. Ambry Thomas, coming off an injury. He's played timid for a month straight, scared to tackle. You go back to, you know, Ambry Thomas was on the verge of being cut through training camp. Like, he was a bubble roster guy. He was tough as hell. He was fighting literally. I was at every training camp practice. He was fighting to get into the front line of position drills. He was charging people up on the sidelines. Like, he was straight freaking alpha. You watch the tape, the silent tape now. And so, like, when somebody looks scared on silent tape, I'm just telling you, that dude has played scared. He has for a few weeks now. And so he's coming off of not one, but back-to-back terrible playoff performances. Made a couple good plays, but overall was very, very poor. Good news is you're playing against probably the worst wide receiving core in the NFL in the Chiefs. Let's just be honest. Now you throw in, you know, Travis Kelce, that's a little bit different. But that's an issue for me too. I don't think you bench him. I do not want Logan Ryan out there over Ambry Thomas. Do not want that. Don't. I'm rolling with Ambry Thomas. But it's been rough. I don't know what else to say. Right here, Steve Brule, love your work, man. Dr. Steve Brule, sorry. How about Kinlaw outside, Armstead, and base personnel? Doesn't have to worry about pad level. Kinlaw's doing great. I want more snaps for him personally. That's my biggest concern for Kinlaw. 22 snaps. I want him at 35. He is so damn good right now. And think about the Lions versus, you know, right before the half. They're driving, about to run out of time. If they score a touchdown, they go up 21 into half. Instead, we force that field goal. All Javon Kinlaw. Hargrave got owned. Worst game I've ever seen Hargrave have. Not in 49ers tenure, in his entire career, against a backup left guard. He was off of it. He just had a bad game. I'm just going to chop it up to that. They pull Hargrave out, put Kinlaw in for two plays. Kinlaw makes two plays. They pull him out, and then they almost get up a touchdown. But if not for Kinlaw, we're down 21 at the half. Like, he single-handedly ended that drive. Man. Whew. Not going to lie. I get Kinlaw's received a lot of criticism, and rightfully so. Did he live up to being DeForest Buckner? No, that's not a fair expectation. There's three dudes better than DeForest Buckner in the world. It was never fair. But I'm telling you right now, 49ers are not in the Super Bowl without Javon Kinlaw, and I am excited to see what he's going to do. I really, really am. Now, other injuries, like, or the only injury really is the George Kittle toe thing. And they asked him if it's turf toe or whatever. He's like, Kyle Shanahan literally said it's just a toe. Shanahan asks, whenever they tell him injury information, not to give him any specifics because he doesn't want to share any specifics, because Shanahan puts his tinfoil hat on and says, how can I get any advantage at all? This is why I always say, trust Shanahan on everything except injuries. Like, the dude has no honor at all. Rick, John, they got to protect the ball, stop the run, control line scrimmage. Now, the one thing I will say, let's get a little bit off track here. The biggest issue for the Chiefs, their defense is incredible. Shout out to Steve Spagnuolo. He's amazing. They don't turn the ball over. They're 27th in the NFL in turnover. So they're not an opportunistic defense. They are more of a stifling defense. They're just good because they keep you guessing and you don't know what you're doing. They blitz a lot. So, yeah, I'm with you right there. And, yeah, maybe this should be the tagline of the 49ers rush. It's just a toe, man. It's just a toe. a couple other issues, special teams. We got to bring that up. It's awful. It's terrible. It's always going to be terrible. The good news, Jake Moody, 6-for-6 touchbacks on kickoffs. You eliminate 1/4 of the problem on special teams. You can just kick it in the back of the end zone. Now, we're playing in Las Vegas, right? Allegiant, that's a dome. Don't got to worry about the rain. Don't got to worry about the wind. Just kick the damn ball as far as you can. Now, hopefully special teams. Otherwise, Mitch is always solid. We just need Jake Moody to come in clutch, man. I don't know what else to say. Safety plays a concern. Tayshawn Gibson had a terrible half followed by a great half against the Lions. We don't win that game without him. We don't fall in a 17-point deficit without him either, though. So, like, don't have to bail us out. Just be consistent. And the good news is their wide receivers are terrible. Travis Kelce's great, guys. He's first ballot Hall of Famer. This Travis Kelce isn't Travis Kelce. Now, what do I mean by that? This year has not been a top – how many years has he played? Let's say Travis Kelce's played 12 years. This is not a top 10 year for him. Like, I hope you understand. Like, however, in the playoffs, in two games, Kelce showed up. And so are we going to get that guy? You know what I mean? Is he's a baller. And whenever it matters, it matters. So that's one of the things that, you know, are we getting Kelce who, you know, almost broke the record for drops in a half? Or are we getting Kelce who gets no separation? Or are we getting Kelce 11 catches, you know, on like 13 targets or whatever? Like, you've got to change that. So those are some of the things that you've got to figure out. You've got to. And then I got to talk about Jake Brendel. Probably my least favorite matchup every single week, all year. Name a defensive tackle against Jake Brendel. Got Chris Jones. Damn good defensive tackle. He plays edge. He plays end. He plays 3-5, one shade, slant, whatever. Chris Jones is him. He is. And
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
He hasn't had as good a year. You look at Bosa and kind of how his year is compared to his defensive player of the year. You say the same thing for Chris Jones, but that dude is still a beast. Shout out to my man, Raymond. Appreciate you in the super chat. He says, hey, John, does KC defense show an advantage over ours? It says, does Kansas – I'm having a hard time understanding what you're asking there. Whose defense would I take? I take our personnel. I take their scheme and their DC. Let me put it this way, Raymond. I think this will answer your question. The most important people in the Kansas City Chiefs organization, this is according to John Chapman. A lot of people would disagree with this take, and that's okay. Patrick Mahomes, clear number one. The number two most important player or person is Steve Spagnuolo. I think he's more important than Andy Reid, and I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me on that. That's okay. This is my opinion. They are there. The Chiefs are where they are right now this year because of their defense. They got the number two defense in points, number two defense in yards. They are unbelievable. What they did to Lamar Jackson, incredible. Turnovers helped them out, which they haven't done very much this year. But I would take the 49ers personnel by a mile over what the Chiefs are putting out there. But Spagnuolo is having like a Hall of Fame worthy, like staple year being as a DC. Like, he is. Uh-oh. We had a little, sorry, jump down. We got the Airbnb Wi-Fi. Come on now. But I would put, I put their defense ahead of ours. I think that you have to, especially whenever you look at the playoffs. Like, we're in shootouts. And the Kansas City Chiefs can't win a shootout this year. Like, I understand Patrick Mahomes can win a shootout. I get that. They haven't scored over 30 points since Thanksgiving, the Chiefs. They're not a quality offense. Patrick Mahomes can do some superstar stuff, and that changes everything. But, like, they didn't score any points in the second half against the Ravens. They didn't score any points at all. They're doing this because of their defense. The offense does enough. The defense is winning their games. And so, yeah, I take their defense over ours. And I hope that that answers your question. And, yeah, Kelsey's a freak. He is. And maybe he just goes all out and whatever else. And, like, a lot of people are like, man, let's double Kelsey. We don't do that. We've never done that. This scheme does not change its scheme for that. It doesn't. The most elusive thing that – or the most, like, constrictive, out-of-the-box thing that we have done is allow Charvarius Ward to trail DK Metcalf and do a cover six to where there's always a half safety behind him. So – that's it. That's all that we – that's the most we have ever done. And if a team does that as an offensive play caller, I can get you out of it in one simple motion. And it doesn't even affect the play. I literally just motion Kelsey from this side to that side. Now we got a two-by-two. You're not running a cover six to a two-by-two. Like, you're just not going to do that. I guess you could, but I wouldn't recommend it. It just doesn't work in our scheme that's zone heavy. So what you can do is you can highlight – certain matchups to where, look, we're going to run our, you know, simple. We have the most simple defense out there ever. We're going to run a very simple cover six, you know, cover three, quarters, whatever. But we're always going to send Tayshaun Gibson to his side. We're always going to send Fred Warner to his side. We're always going to send the nickel there to his side. That's it. I mean, you put in a couple things where man coverage wise, you could do some of those things where you have press man with safety help over the top and get out of quarters. But the Niners just don't do that very often. And it's not part of their scheme. Like, that's not a thing. Man defenses, if you do that, Patrick Mahomes will kill you everywhere else. Like, you've got to pick your poison. Every defense has an Achilles heel or susceptible to vulnerability somewhere just based on your call. Man coverage, you can beat with crossers. Zone coverage, you can find space if they don't get pressure. Like, it's just what it is. So, I'm hoping we can mix it up a little bit. I'm hoping. And it took that going into the second half to do that. Oh, hopefully we get another second half performance, but we don't have to wait till the second half to do that. That's what I want. Now, if you haven't yet this year, man, we're going to be betting huge for the Super Bowl. They've got every prop bet in the world up at my bookie.
Gear up, sports fans. The NFL playoffs are here, and the Super Bowl is right around the corner. There has never been a better time to get into the action with MyBookie. Now, don't just watch. Score big. Boosted odds, huge prize contest, the fill-in of the Super Bowl. Even before it hits, you can already start to enjoy that. And whether you're a seasoned pro, ready to roll for the first time betting, MyBookie is your ticket to turning your sports knowledge into cold, hard cash. It's the largest online casino of odds, contests, Vegas-style casino games, ultimate destination for fun, all types of fun, 24/7, right at your fingertips. Now, if you've been waiting, now is the time to get into the action. Because if you jump in and you start to make a winning move today with MyBookie, use promo code 49ERS or this promo code QR code right next to my right, they're going to claim your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's right. Promo code 49ers for an opportunity to boost your betting power. Rollovers do apply. If you have questions, please ask them. But experience the thrill of sports betting right in the comfort of your home, because you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere. Wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Join today and be part of the winning team.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
All right. Now, there are a couple of really good comments that came through that I just love. Like right here, Ed says, you know, John, I believe Omenihue's injury changed everything. He was their second best defender. Yeah, I'm just a defensive line defender. Nick Bolton's awesome, but he was killing it. And, you know, we know Omenihue. He had a lot of success, Longhorn, you know, all the stuff. And then you had the off the field concerns. And when the off the field concerns happened, the 49ers said goodbye. And, you know, that's another difference or advantage or disadvantage if you want to. Like, talk about Andy Reid, man. He loves players that do that kind of stuff. He built his teams with them from forever. And then he got injured. That hurts. I don't wish injuries on anybody. I don't. But, like, it is weird in how they're going to handle that. The Niners are way healthier. And so, like, Omenihue is more important to the Chiefs' defense than Cleveland Farrell was to ours. And Cleveland Farrell was beyond important to ours. No doubt about that. Thomas, Spagnuolo is the reason Brady has two less rings. Facts. That's just what it is. Shout out to my man Raymond. He says, sorry, autocorrect screws up messages. Happens to me all the time, man. No worries about that. Bobo, everyone I know keeps telling me KC will win easily. If they think easily, go look at Kansas City's games. Like, when was the last easy win that they had? The Miami Dolphins in that, you know, whatever game where the Dolphins were a mess and they were down 8 starters, they won by 19. But look, you beat the Ravens by 7. You barely beat the Bills, had to have a missed field goal late. The Miami game, I get it, but that was going to be a mess. The Chargers, you know, lost to the Chargers at the end or by 1 point. They won by 1 point. Close one possession game to the Bengals with a backup quarterback. Lost to the Ravens. Like, you've got to go back till December 17th against the Patriots, one of the worst teams in the NFL, till they won by 2 scores or more. Like, so I struggle with if somebody thinks that Kansas City's just going to win, period, I don't have a problem with that logic at all. They got Patrick Mahomes. You bet on the best quarterback and whatever else. That's fine. Like, I get that. Andy Reid, they've won it. They've been there nonstop. I totally understand that. But saying KC will win easily – after you just watched this Niners team come back, not once, but back-to-back weeks, I don't know about that. There's no doubt who has the better roster, just like there's no doubt who the best quarterback is. That's it, Mahomes. And I love Brock with all I have. He's awesome, and I hope he's our quarterback for 15 years. I'd be very, very happy. Patrick Mahomes doing some different things. So, but, yeah, to go out there and say, you know, they're going to win easily, I just don't understand where that logic's coming from. You know, the 49ers are still favored on the books, which is crazy to me. Yeah, I think it should be a close game. However, it's going to be fit. Like, if the 49ers jump out to a huge lead, Patrick Mahomes is going to have to Patrick Mahomes it to make it close. If the Chiefs jump out to a huge lead, kind of like what the 49ers did versus the Packers and the Lions, who's to say they can't come back again? Look at the star-studded potential they have. So that's a hard one for me. What's up, Cristiano? Appreciate you, my friend. He says, did you see the Jed York interview? Shanahan knew about Brock at the 2022 training camp. Yeah, he let out the story about they were at training camp, 2022 season, and just through warmups. A lot of times, you know, the players kind of go through warmups and position coaches. And, you know, you'll see Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch standing in between the two fields, the way that the 49ers practice facility is set up. And they'll just talk, and it's during indie specs and warm-ups and stretching. You let the other coaches kind of handle that. And, you know, the story goes, basically, Kyle said, you know, this guy, this new rookie, Purdy, could be better than both Trey and Jimmy Garoppolo, who they had both of them at the time. And, hey, man, I'll take it any way I can. Build a legend. You know what I'm saying? And I'm Team Brock. I got a Brock jersey. Love that kid. Love everything he's about. He's my guy. I don't know what to say. And having said that, I was a Trey Lance guy, too. And guess what? I was a Jimmy G guy. Why? Because that's my team. Now, I liked each quarterback for different reasons. Jimmy, because he won, even though it was ugly as hell all the time. I liked Trey because of the potential and the personality and the promise and all those things. Didn't pan out. Why do we love Brock? Because of the story. Because of how tough he is. Because his freaking eyes freaking in the veins, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. And he just wins. He just wins. He just freaking does so much. And he is far better than those quarterbacks. So the statement was correct. Steven, what's up, man? I got a feeling that Niners are going to win big. I have a hard time seeing it, but I love it. Hey, Lee Gallen, my man. What's up, brother? He says, hey, buddy, Niners are going to dominate. I do think the Niners can win this game. It's going to be tight. It's going to be close. It's going to be close. They got to figure that out. Now, the one thing that I could say, if the Niners could find a way to do just this one thing to win the game, it would be stick to the damn run. Run the ball like crazy. I love Brock, and he's still going to throw the ball probably, you know, 20 to 35 times. That's fine. Stick to the running game. Here's Christian McCaffrey talking about the main reason why he thinks they won against the Lions was.
Yeah, that's a really good defense, really good run defense. So for us, it was just about continuing to chip away. You know, you never know which one can be the one to break, but as long as we're physical, you know, guys were blocking all night. And, you know, sometimes those 2-3 yard runs can be pretty beneficial to a drive. So, like I said, we just wanted to make it about next play mentality and, you know, just sticking to the script.
Hey, Faithful, are you facing challenges getting new clients for your business? Power Brand Systems is changing the game for many businesses like yours. Score touchdowns worth of quality leads with their innovative online marketing tools. And also, I got to say this. The owner is part of the Faithful, close friend of mine. He helped build the 49ersrush.com, which is feeding my family. Whether you're aiming to skyrocket your business visibility with high converting ads, stand out on Google searches, or gather 5-star reviews, Power Brand Systems has got your back. And my favorite thing about what they do, they have a social media planner feature that's a true game changer. I've been using it, post flow effortlessly across various social media accounts. You won't find this level of convenience anywhere else. And on top of that, you can try it for 14 days completely risk-free. Visit PowerBrandSystems.com/John, J-O-H-N. That's PowerBrandSystems.com/John to get started today. Because let's face it, when it comes to boosting your business, why make it complicated? Keep it simple. Keep it smart. Here's to your unstoppable success.
You got to stick to the run. It's huge. It's huge. It's the 49ers' best advantage and skill set when we're one-dimensional. I don't like it. And I understand how much – you know, Kyle trusts Brock, and I love that, and that's beautiful, and that's cool. But come on, man, let's go. Right here, John, he says, why are the talking heads trying to start a narrative that the 49ers might let Brock walk? Most of the takes, yeah, I have no clue. I haven't seen that. I don't watch those channels, guys. And a lot of people tag me and, like, send me video clips. I appreciate that. But those guys don't watch football. they don't. And so – I don't really care what they say. I know a lot of people value what people like somebody like Cam Newton says. Like, why would you value what he says? Look what he has said in public to children, like to women. Imagine being the only guy getting kicked off of a Florida team with Aaron Hernandez on the team. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, why? Why would you care what that dude has to say? I have no idea. Did that guy literally watch a fumble and not even dive on it in the Super Bowl? The more negative criticism you can get from that guy, the better you are. I don't know. I understand. And like, I know I could probably do better if I just did a full episode on, you know, so-and-so's comments about Brock Purdy. I know I don't do this social media content creating well, but that's just not who I am. I don't give a damn what they say. I really don't care. I care what you say. And so, like, whatever you guys have a take, that gets me amped up because I want to know. That's just kind of where I'm at. So I know I'm a little bit of a different guy, and I do a lot better if I posted those clips on my YouTube. And yeah, I've had people say, look, just post this clip and you'll get all these views. I don't want those views. I'm not here for views. I'm here for you. I'm here for the community. I'm here for myself. I'm being selfish, I'm going to be honest with you. I get to go to the Super Bowl. I get to go hang out with Frank Gore and Navarro Bowman next week with you guys and watch the Super Bowl at an awesome watch party. I'm very lucky, and I understand that that has a lot to do with you guys, and so I'm beyond thankful. Now, I talked about the negatives. Here we go. Oh, Sin. Talk about a positive. Sin's the best. Thank you. She says, John, I'll be partying with you at both parties of Ace. Oh, I'm so happy. She said, we could win. Keep hope alive. Go Niners. We're in the damn Super Bowl, man. Oh, I love it. Noah, let's go. Oh, I'm so excited, man. I am so excited. Now, back to positives. Brock versus the Blitz. What makes Steve Spagnuolo? He disguises Blitz better than almost anybody in the past 20 years. Exotic Blitzes. However you want to use the terminology, don't care. I freaking love what he has done defensively because you never know what's going on. However, Brock's the best quarterback in the NFL versus Blitz. Not Patrick Mahomes. Brock Purdy is the best quarterback versus the Blitz, the best. That's what we got to see. Brock's got to be Brock. And so that's the Patrick Bateman, you know, just stone cold killer look that you see in Brock's eyes. Like that, that's what we need. And no moment has been too big for him. That dude has 4 playoff wins. Do you know that? He's got 4 playoff wins. Now, I understand playoff wins are not a quarterback stat. What, I don't give a damn. He's got more playoff wins than if you combine Dak Prescott and Tony Romo. Brock Purdy, he's 23. Might be 24 now. Somebody fact checked me on that one. I'm away from my studio where I got all the extra stuff where I can look it up during the show. I can't do that right now. Slick says, JC, do you know Kyle's record for Spagnuolo? I don't. But how many of those games did he have Patrick Mahomes? Because that's the kicker. That's the kicker. So that's the big one. Now, also, let's talk about this. The 49ers' second half adjustments, offensively, defensively, they matter. They are huge. And so whenever you look at what the Chiefs did, the Chiefs got shut out in the second half. I already talked about that. Like, they won. But 49ers' offense ain't going to get shut out like that. It's just not going to happen. It's not what it is. And Nick Bosa's peaking at the right time. Nick Bosa played incredible against, you know, this Chiefs offensive line and Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Bosa's peaking at the right time. And remember, like, remember Debo and Bosa crying as the Chiefs, like, we haven't been back. This isn't personal for the Chiefs. It's personal for us. And what's happened every time somebody has talked trash to the 49ers? Right? How's that go? Oh, right here. I have not seen this. Akshay said, did you see Brock's new Toyota deal? First player they have signed. Such a cool thing for Brock. I'd love that because he hasn't been paid. Let's just be real. His contract, he can't negotiate a new deal until after the regular season next year. So we get Brock on the cheap for a full another season. Love to see people get paid. There ain't nothing that makes me happier, even whenever it's like people I don't like or don't like, quote unquote, support. Love to see people get paid. It makes me very, very happy. Whenever you celebrate other people's success, trust me, your life will be much better. Let me say this real quick because I've got to bounce here. But, man, this has been a fun show. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed it. And just a couple things to remind you, we do have the Super Bowl giveaway, the 2 tickets. To the Super Bowl, baby, only $100 per entry. We're low on entries. I'm kind of shocked at the lack of things. So your odds go up. Odds are good right now. Also, we have our 2 Super Bowl parties, Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, coming out Saturday, February 10th. We're going to be at Chickies and Pete's at the Sahara. Tickets are up at 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And then we've also got our watch party, which is going to be huge. Fully expect the watch party to get sold out, guys. I was shocked at the amount of tickets we sold. It was incredible. I'm very thankful and appreciative to all that this community brings, and just want to say thank you guys so much. Now, that's going to do it for us today. I'm going to be on the mountain doing crazy things, hopefully staying safe with some old coaching buddies for the rest of this weekend, but I'm going to try to get a couple more shows out. And then our film breakdowns, that's going to be up starting. I get back Monday pretty early. So Monday, that's when those are going to start back up. And looking forward to doing film breakdowns for the Super Bowl and all that stuff next week. That's going to be up at the 49ersrush.com. Let me just check real quick. Oh, right here. Lee, enjoy your time in Vegas. When's the deadline for the Super Bowl ticket competition? We are announcing the Super Bowl winner live Thursday morning at 10 a.m. So on 1 week from today. So that's the time. So before we go live, we're taking donations. It's auto fills, all that stuff. And so what we're going to do is, like, I'm going to show the list of names, and then I'm going to spin the wheel just like we've done in the past. And whatever it hits on, we'll do it live. That way everybody knows it's above board and whatever else. And so, yeah, you buy as many entries as you want. So that's going to be Thursday for the ticket competition. So that's there. And the party said, when are the parties next weekend? Yeah, so we've got a party the day before from 2 to 8 p.m. That's with the players. So 2 to 8 p.m. That's with the players out at Chicky and Pete's. And then our watch party starts at 2:30 till the game ends. So those are our two parties there. Sorry, I didn't get through all these questions. Hopefully this makes sense. When do the 49ers leave Santa Clara? They're going to be leaving, I believe, Sunday. So they're going to be there for, you know, a full 6 days before. So that's what I've seen, Vince. So they're leaving Sunday. They'll be there Monday, and then they start the whole Super Bowl craziness and all the stuff that goes on with that, with Media Row and crazy, crazy, crazy. So excited for it. Enjoy this time. Your team's in the Super Bowl, man. Oh, this is awesome. I say it every show. Don't have to mean too much about it right now. But until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.